This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Rewards for being so nice during all those Republican primary debates? Or did the antenna of the president-elect detect a passionate vision for urban housing? What's behind the selection of former candidate Dr. Ben Carson as Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Federal Housing and Urban Development Department? Barbara Sard is a former official at the Housing Department during President Obama's first term. She's currently Vice President for Housing Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
I can only hope that he will approach his new responsibility with an open mind and use his obvious intelligence to learn about the important role that HUD programs play. I want to underscore that more than 80% of the HUD budget is used to help people afford a roof over their head. And so there's very little flexible resources to achieve the urban policy goals that he has mentioned. So it's going to be vital for him in this position of responsibility to help make sure that at least the resources that we now have to make housing affordable remain available at a time that the housing affordability challenges are getting worse and spreading to more neighborhoods throughout and more states throughout the country.
And if this is a cynical kind of appointment where thanks for helping out the team and we'll see you in 4 years when it's time to campaign again, what at HUD will be left to languish, and what concerns you most about that kind of appointment if it turns out to be that's the reason why Ben Carson has been named head of HUD?
I think the biggest challenge and risk is what happens to the funding for HUD programs. In a world where there's no initiatives taken and just an approach of passivity, as you're suggesting, if the administration or the Congress is seeking to find savings somewhere, HUD is a major part of the discretionary appropriations that Congress appropriates each year, and an area where more funds are needed each year just to stay even because the programs operate in largely in conjunction with the private rental market. And if rents keep rising as they have been, it costs more just to stay even. So that takes an assertive role in order to protect the scale of assistance that HUD now does provide to American families. We know that neighborhoods that are highly segregated and very poor have fewer people who work, less access to jobs, lower performing schools. That mean that the next generation could also face lower opportunities. And these neighborhoods are largely a consequence of intentional and sometimes unintentional historical government actions. So we as a society have a responsibility to provide a level playing field for people in all kinds of neighborhoods. And that's what the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Rule is about.
Well, it's quite a challenge and not a lot of wiggle room, as you're suggesting. Ben Carson has his work cut out for him should he get confirmed. Barbara Sard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Barbara Sard is a former official at HUD during President Obama's first term. She's currently Vice President for Housing Policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.